number 3 of the Bob Tuscan Show. It's the final hour, and I am all fired up. Larry Pinkney, geez, he was on fire, and he got me fired up as a result. And we do have the benefit of Popeye from FederalJack.com on the show with us, but we'll keep open lines in addition to having Popeye on. So if you got all fired up from the last hour and you got stuff to say, here's your opportunity to call in 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Popeye, how the hell are you?
Hi, Bob. Long time no chat.
Yeah, you don't come on my show anymore. You sent me a nasty letter calling me a Jew and a reptilian. And you laugh, but, I mean, what's up with that, dude? I mean,
I see you're hitting the crack pipe again there, Tuscan.
I don't smoke crack, Popeye. Why would you? See, and now you're going to come on my show and slander me.
No, it's been a while since I got a chance to bust your ball, so.
Oh, then you make a gross reference like that? Jeez, Popeye.
Are you an activist?
You
haven't changed one bit, Bob.
I got to give. By the way, for those that don't know, this banter here, this is what friends do. So if you haven't been able to tell, Popeye's a friend of mine. In addition to being a great activist, a great host, and a great curator over at FederalJack.com, he's a pretty good friend when he wants to be.
Well, thank you, Bob. You're a pretty good friend yourself there. Most people, I know Bob kind of comes off a little bit cocky, but he actually is a nice person in real life. You are the way you are on radio in real life. It's not an act. I can say that because I know you in real life.
Last time I checked, this was all shtick.
Yeah, no. Unfortunately, it's not.
Okay. You run a website. Let's see. All right. Well, thanks for coming on. Good to have you.
Good conversation you had last hour with Larry, by the way. I was tuned in. Yes?
He's great. I'll have to have him back on.
He's a good guest. I've said this before on my show before, that the old Black Panther Party does not support what the new Black Panther Party is about at all.
Yeah.
I've heard this from multiple members, you know, former members of the old Black Panther Party. So it was good to hear Larry say that, you know, because people need to hear that. People need to realize that it's not the same thing.
Right. No, it's not. And, you know, we get this image of the Black Panthers in our minds that has pretty much been dictated to us by the media, and it's not an accurate one. And you know, we've had William Pepper on to talk about the assassination of Martin Luther King, and he's also talked about he also represents Sirhan Sirhan. You know, I'm thinking of the fact that certain people in the Black liberation movement, or whatever the hell they want to call it. I don't even know if I can come up with a good label. Were major threats to the powers that shouldn't be. And that's why he was assassinated. He wasn't killed by, what's his name?
James Earl Ray.
Yeah, James Earl Ray. He was assassinated by, the same old suspects, the same likely suspects. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back with Popeye from FederalJack.com. I got a lot to talk about in this third hour of the show tonight, and we'll take your calls as well. 800-313-9443.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
We have the benefit of Popeye from Federal Jack on the line with us. Popeye, I know that your website has had nothing but Trayvon Martin coverage for the last 2-3 years now. Is that right?
Yeah. All I've had on there is 24-hour coverage, especially the past week. I've just been, streaming CNN's coverage, and I can't even get through this without puking. No, I don't honestly cover that garbage because although it is a real case and there are real
implications. It is a real case.
Well, and there are real implications for everyone involved. It's being used to raise bait, and it's also being used to distract people from anything else. I mean, CNN hasn't aired any news that's going on, and neither has MSNBC, because it's been 24/7. The Trayvon Martin trial, or actually, it's the Zimmerman trial, because he's going on trial. So the Zimmerman trial, and they keep trying to stoke the emotional fires, and they're doing that. They're creating a faux sense of racial tension. I mean, there's racial tension all around the world, not just in this country. There's racism in every country. You can go look up in any search engine of your choice the racial slur lexicon, I think it's called, or racial slur database. And if you look it up, it's actually a website that lists racial slurs from every country. And you should see the stuff directed at Americans in general. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, red, purple with yellow polka dots.
Right.
If you're from this country, you're an American. And to people in other countries, they have slurs against all of us. So it's
I know one of them.
Well, they're gay. You know, honestly, dude, this is being done, Bob, to tear the country apart. That's why they're doing it.
Hey, my home county, the one in which you currently reside, Broward County, came out with an announcement out of the blue. You want to tell the listeners about that?
Oh, they had commercials about not rioting. They've been tweeting about it. They've been talking about it on their Facebook page. Now Miami PD is doing the same thing.
They got the pastors going out telling people to calm down. And there's a lot of people that are saying if there's going to be riots, ground zero will be Miami.
That's where he was from. But it's also a place of, I guess, race tensions, but not really. I mean, I grew up in South Florida, and I never for a second had to deal with race issues because it's so diverse down there. And it's so, I mean, I was on Martin Luther King Street Boulevard on Martin Luther King Day in Opa-locka, the only white guy there, and never had a problem, not once. So I don't know. It seems like they're perpetuating these issues. They're trying to manufacture them. And, well, we'll see if it works. Popeye, last time I had you on, I think we did one of these. The Bob Tuscan Show is known for its many segments of great importance, much more important than, of course, the Trayvon Martin case. In fact, I'm going to make a ban. I'm not going to mention it for the rest of the show, if not the rest of my show forever. You know, just no mention. So, Mr. Producer, no calls on Trayvon Martin, please. But if you do want to call on something relevant, 800-313-9443. But Popeye, as requested, I got a Grope report for you. You remember my segment I like to call the Grope report?
Yes, I do.
I want to get your take on this. And without further ado, we'll get to another Bob Tuscan Show, Grope Reports.
I want to grope you. So I applied to be a TSA. Baby, I hope you walk through my naked body scan. And I'm taking off the gloves.
All right, here's the headline for the Bob Tuscan Show's Grope Report for tonight. Gitmo detainees no longer getting groins groped, but the TSA is still touching yours. You know that, what apparently isn't fair, searching Gitmo detainees is full when they're being transferred to speak to their attorneys, thanks to you who pay for it. And yes, we know that the war on terror is a fraud and that this is ridiculous, but you, on the other hand, the ones who aren't lucky enough to be in Club Gitmo are continuing to be groped. Recently, Susie Castillo, who was crowned Miss USA, not Miss America, but Miss USA back in 2003, had a trip to Rio, and on her return trip through Dallas was given a pat-down that she found both intrusive and upsetting. This is the audio of her describing what happened just a few minutes after the pat-down by a female TSA agent. Listen to what she has to say. This is the Grope Report, ladies and gentlemen. Not going away. And again, this is Susie Castillo's experience.
Guys, so I'm here at Dallas Airport, and I'm very emotional right now because I just went through security, and I chose a line that purposely wasn't going through the body scanner, which I've read so many terrible things, and I do a lot of traveling. So I said to myself, I will always opt out of that thing or try my best to go in a line, a security line that doesn't require you to go through
as she should.
Because of the high radiation levels, and like I said, I travel a ton. I don't.
I'm glad she said that because it was being sold to us, Popeye, as a matter of an invasion of privacy. You know, the naked body scanners. But the radiation is even of more concern to me. I mean, of course, we don't want our privacy invaded, but the radiation issues are something that will affect our health, and that's troubling. Anyways, she goes on to talk a little bit about her molestation in the hands, literally the hands of a TSA agent.
I get more radiated than I already do in everyday life. So I chose the line that didn't seem to be going through that scanner. And when I got to the front of the security, they told me to go through the scanner. And I said, I don't want to go through there. I want to go through this line. That's why I came to this line and waited behind other people. I mean, the other line was empty. It seems like nobody wants to use that scanner or go through it. So I waited in line, and the guy said, well, you don't have to go through the scanner, but if you opt out, you're going to get a full body pat down. And I said, fine. And this was the second time that this has happened to me. It happened to me at LAX before on my way to Rio, and now I'm going home. So I'm flying through Dallas, and The pat-down at Dallas Airport was completely different than the one I got at LAX. And I'm sure this woman was just doing her job, but she actually felt, touched my vagina. And so I think that's why I'm crying, that's why I'm so emotional.
All right, we'll end it there. She gets into more graphic details here. This is Susie Castillo, the former Miss USA. And again, folks, the hypocrisy is so ridiculous, it's not even funny. The Gitmo detainees, well, they're no longer getting their groin searched, but you, the American terrorist, well, you have to deal with the grope down. And this has been the Grope Report on the Bob Tuscan Show.
I wanna grope you, so I apply to be a TSA, baby. I hope you walk through my naked body skin, and I'm taking off the gloves.
I'm seeing this video here of the 6-year-old being groped in the same fashion. I mean, how can you watch this stuff and not be completely irate, Popeye?
How do you do that job and go home and look at yourself in the mirror and still call yourself a man?
Or a woman, for that matter, I mean.
Well, yeah, or a human, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
To the guys in general, how do you call yourself a man for doing that? What real man has to resort to being the groping scumbag at the airport to be able to touch women or get close to them? Like, are you that pathetic? It's sad.
I think, from what I understand, that it's... You know, you're not allowed to grope somebody of the opposite sex, so.
Right. Sure. Because it never happens, right?
Well, it's the same thing with the police. You know, they will call a female officer to grope you.
Right, and then she'll just put on a glove and then do body cavity searches, so.
Hey, you heard Jenna Napolitano's gone?
Great. What are we going to get? At least we knew what we had with her. What
are
we
going to get? Sis?
No.
Not even a little bit?
No.
Well, actually, I have breaking news on that. You ask, what are we going to get? It turns out that they have been working on the next director of Homeland Security. And this is going to be the first of its kind. It's actually going to be a clone. And it's going to be of a couple different people. They've taken the DNA of Janet Reno. You remember Janet Reno?
Ugh.
Before there was Janet Napolitano, there was Janet Reno.
Ugh.
And they are mixing it with Janet Napolitano's DNA. And we are about to have a super big sis.
Are they literally making Man Bear Pig from South Park?
They are taking Janet Napolitano, Janet Reno, and they're combining their DNA to create a clone that will provide us with the greatest director of Homeland Security that we have ever seen.
Lovely. I honestly can't wait to see who they nominate to be the next head of Homeland Security.
Chertoff? Oh, wait, didn't he already have that position?
Yeah, why don't we just get rid of it? How about that?
Hey, he's connected to the whole airport scanning scam. He had stock in the companies that made the scanners. Good old Chertoff.
He did a lot of PR for him, too.
Yeah. 800-313-9443. We'll take some of your calls coming up. 800-313-9443. Quick break. We'll be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We're taking your calls at 800-313-9443. Our guest is Popeye from Federal Jack. Popeye from FederalJack.com, of course. And, well, it's a wealth of information. Geez, I'm scanning the headlines here from Fed Jack. Chris Matthews to speak at the Bohemian Grove. Did you get your tickets already, Popeye?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Cool.
It doesn't surprise me that he's speaking there, but then somebody should try to call into his. I don't know if he still does radio or not.
Let's do a call-in show?
I don't know if he still does radio or not, because I know he used to be on air, but maybe I guess not. I guess he's only probably on his TV show, and I guess nobody'd be able to get a hold of him. Somebody should at least call MSNBC and record the phone call. Hint, Bob.
And I don't have MSNBC's number. I have.
Well, David Gergen will be going. You can call CNN and ask them about CNN contributor David Gergen. He'll be there too.
You know, maybe we should call him. We haven't called him in a while.
No, not like about 2 years ago was the last time we called him and harassed him. It was about Gergen too.
Let's see here. I'm looking up the number. I have it here somewhere. It was put on your YouTube channel.
Yes, I remember. Option 1.
Option one. Yeah, this is the breaking news channel, or the breaking news number, rather, for CNN, the Ted Turner eugenicist propaganda network, right?
It was the news desk number. You can call in and tell them, oh, my God, I've got a breaking news
story. I'll go ahead and read the number out loud here for those at home who want to do this as well. And we'll take your calls, of course, 800-313 404-872-9443. But if you'd like to call CNN like we're about to do, it's 404-827-1700. That's 404-827-1700. Option one.
Thank you for calling Turner Broadcasting System Incorporated, the world's leading provider of quality cable programming.
And propaganda.
You are reached on Houston. All calls are monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
Okay, we're recording.
Thank you for
well.
Calling, and please hold. Calls are answered in the order in which they are received. Thank you for your patience. You're hearing this message because our news tip manager is currently handling another tip. If you would prefer to leave a message for a return call within 5 minutes, please press 1 now or stay on the line, and the news tip manager will be with you as quickly as possible.
Please don't have crappy hold music. Oh, good. There's no hold music.
If you...
Oh, no. We have to listen to CNN.
So you think that they're close to something.
Let's see.
Otherwise, they'd go home?
They're Popeye, surprise, surprise. They're talking about Trayvon Martin right now.
Oh, big surprise.
Should we give this... Let's give it, like, 15 seconds, and then we'll... They usually pick up right away.
Yeah, she must be getting a deluge of phone calls.
Yeah, there must be a lot of breaking news going on right now. Nothing more importantly than the breaking news that Chris Matthews might be speaking at Bohemian Grove, and that CNN contributor David Gergen will be there, and a whole bunch of other elite pedophiles. Right?
Yeah, but worry about this, because this is the most important thing in the world.
The judge was supposed to, you know, at one point the judge came out and said...
All right, I can't take it. I'm hanging up. I almost wish they had corny hold music over listening to the propaganda they spew.
I'm surprised, because usually there's somebody that they answer the phone...
Right away.
Yeah.
Live on air, and every single time they picked up right away, what's your breaking news tip? And if people don't believe us, go on YouTube, type in Bob Tuscan, Popeye, CNN. You'll find our calls. All right, let's take a call of our own, and we'll talk with Bill. Hi, Bill.
Great broadcast as usual, gentlemen. Very, very interesting. I just wanted to mention, you know, having the pastor on there kind of seals the deal as far as identifying those that would say they are but are not, or their agents. But I think possibly even better than, you know, your two guests, group and this gentleman here, as well as the pastor, has to be you being put off the air again by these communazis and their agents. It's just too rich.
What are you referring to?
I understood from John's broadcast on Friday that you were on... National Public, whatever, or one of the...
Oh, NPR, National Propaganda Radio, yeah.
Yeah, they are just really slime balls. If you could make sure to repeat the Gergen the Pickles contact point for us sending in all the real news to them and get this story taken care of. I'd like to mention that slime ball... Andy, king of content, Dean.
Oh, yeah, I know him. You know, I called his show once. I have that call.
I heard that, and I wish you'd play it back to back. You know, the little Tuscan toother is going to be so proud of you and your wife as you're leading
you,
this. Hello?
Yeah, thank you, Bill. We got to take a quick break. And you know what? I'll play those calls for old time's sake. When we come back after this quick break, don't go anywhere.
Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lean the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, It names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
...800-313-9443. That's the toll-free number to join us here on the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443. We're taking calls and making calls and chit-chatting with our guest Popeye from FederalJack.com. We also have Bill who called in. And Bill, you wanted to finish up. What's up?
Well, considering that the recommendation of the book by John Lang out of World War II, identifying Lola Potok, P-O-T-O-C, of the Southern Poverty Law Center, cast down now, the discussion comes to the total information management that the enemy would have. Andy Dean just being one more example, king of content. If you'd repeat the content a line for Gherkin, the pickle, make sure that you don't miss the opportunity of Andy Dean's line, 877-927-ANDY. I am hoping that your compadre, Johnny, will be vindicated considering what happened and he is no longer available. I surely hope you have him back. But this king of content makes a real effort to twist and torture every possibility of a fact or a story, make sure that he confuses the audience.
Let me, for those who are listening and wondering who you're talking about, tell the listeners a little bit more background. Andy Lipinski.
Lipinski, indeed.
Lipinski, that's his real name. He goes by Andy Dean. Of course, Andy Lipinski is an awful radio name. Andy Dean, the self-proclaimed king of content, it's more like the king of trash, hosts a nationally syndicated radio show. And, well, I decided to call up one day and inject some real information. And because you've requested it, Bill, here's my call that I made to Andy Lipinski on, well, a topic of, well, I'll let you listen.
Let's go to Bob in Florida. Bob, what do you have?
Thanks, Andy. I appreciate it. Hillary Clinton has had the road to the White House presented to her many years ago when her husband Bill attended Georgetown University and studied under Carol Quigley, who most famously wrote the novel.
I just fell asleep.
Actually, no, you didn't fall asleep, Andy. What you did is you used the dump button to censor what came after that. Because once I brought up Carol Quigley, I quickly brought up the fact that there is, well, a grand conspiracy involved here, for lack of a better term, and so on and so forth. And, well, Andy Dean, the so-called king of content, Andy Dean here, couldn't handle it. So, Popeye, is that any surprise to you?
No, not at all. But you know what? I mean,
by the way, I have to pinch my nose to sound like him.
But really, who is this guy?
Like, he's from South Florida. He was on The Apprentice, and he's.
But I mean, who is he? Like, does he really matter? No, he's just some talking head that they put in that spot to take up radio space. And anybody that listens to him and thinks that he knows what he's talking about and actually takes his opinion as gospel, well then. I feel bad for you because you're not using any semblance of logical thinking whatsoever.
Sure. Well, I've done this my whole life practically, and that is call into shows, especially shows I disagree with. I've been on Coast to Coast several times and other shows, and last time I was on Coast to Coast, George invited me on as a guest, and I'll let you know when that happens, if it happens. I think people as an activist should inject the truth. And I saw a series of calls to C-SPAN bringing up 9/11 and other issues that I thought was great. Did you happen to see this, Popeye? I mean, they called again and again and again. They probably have.
Oh, yeah, they get hammered over there. And that's what people need to do, because when they have these talking heads on, the people they put on, Bob, are nothing but one massive walking logical fallacy. And it's good that you do what you do because it inspires others to do the same. And they need to be called out publicly for the liars that they are. So good job.
All right, call into your local and nationally syndicated shows because I've gotten several requests tonight. I will play my call to NPR again in just a little bit if you missed it. I called up NPR's Talk of the Nation for their final show and tried to bring up the Talk of the Nation that should be. But, the National Propaganda Radio Station didn't like it. Anyways, we'll play that in just a little bit. But first, let's take another call. Let's go to Rich. Hi, Rich.
Bob, how are you? Bob, I just want to put you on the spot here, let your listeners know that you and I have never met. You don't know me from a hole in a wall, and this call is totally unprovoked by anybody but myself. I just wanted to remind the listeners that Bob's show, Bob doesn't make a dime from it. Bob puts a lot of his time into it. Bob's got a family now, and I want you to let the listeners know what your website is so people can donate to you so that you can keep going, because I know this is tough enough. Getting out there every single day, the hours you put into research, you know, as much as your heart's into this, it takes finances to take care of your family. And to thwart any efforts, of you having to leave this radio show to do that, I want people to understand that they need to help you out. So
I appreciate that, Rich. I really do. By the way, the check's in the mail. The website is down. Shortly before I came on the air today, I got a note that said my website is down. So unfortunately, they can't get to the donation tab because the website's down. But I do need the help with some Federal Reserve notes if people can. Email me, the Bob Tuscan
Show. If you have an email address, maybe you can get out there. And even for myself, that way I know a way that I can donate, as far as if I can hit that
helps.
PayPal button, maybe I can send you a check.
I appreciate it. The Bob Tuscan Show. And even if you just email me and write me a note, I'll respond. And not like other people, Rich, those that have donated to me, and I've been very blessed. You know, I had never asked for donations before the last month. At the end of the month, things were real tight for me. I call these people up and I thank them from the bottom of my heart, and I write them a note and thank them. So, you know, it really does affect me personally, and I don't do this for that reason. I do this because I think we're on a dangerous path here, and we need to do this this kind of work to get the word out on these topics and so much more. So, Rich, I appreciate that. That touches my heart. Thanks so much.
You got it, Bob. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Again, it's the Bob Tuscan Show at gmail.com. I don't respond to everyone, but I do read all my emails. And if you do have some Federal Reserve notes, I thank you. I could definitely use the help. And the baby just turned one, and everything's good with that. We're doing all right here. So, all right. Popeye, you didn't hear the call to NPR, did you?
National Snooze Radio?
That would be NSR.
I can't stand them, dude. They're so dry.
Everybody sounds the same, right?
Dude. They must use one mic, and it's one room in the studio, and they to get the same sound. I swear to God,
we're listening to NPR, sponsored by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. By the way, the Bob Tuscan Show is not sponsored by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Meanwhile, because of the tone of the tone that they use to talk, and just the way it's presented, it's like by the 30 seconds in, you're. What am I listening to?
It's NPR. So NPR, right? National Propaganda Radio, National. Let's see what else we can do with the acronym NPR. Anyways, I called up. Most of you have already heard this by now, and it made the rounds. And I thank John Stadmiller for playing it on his show this week. Here's what happens when Bob Tuscan decides to inject some truth where they're supposedly fair and balanced. I mean, geez, they're just like Fox News. They claim to be fair and balanced. Yeah, right.
This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan. Today, for the last time in the program, we're doing what we do. We're talking about what you're talking about around your dinner table, in the car with the
not
kids.
Not my dinner table.
Line at the grocery store, or check in on Twitter. You may not realize it, but you've always helped set our agenda. Every day when we fill up our planning board with the topics we'll cover at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, your voices ring in our ears. So tell us one more time, what's the talk of the nation? 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also find us on Twitter. That's at TOTN. And let's go to Bob. Bob with us from Gainesville.
Thank you, Neil. I find that the Edward Snowden case has certainly been the talk of the nation. But the underlying issues behind this are very much interesting to me and many others. The idea as to whether or not what the government is doing in encroaching on our civil liberties and reading into our phone lines and whatnot, whether or not that is done in the name of security, is a very interesting discussion. I feel that we should not trade our liberties for security. And, of course, the precedent for this was 9/11. Many might fear that we might have another 9/11 attack. And 9/11 being the false flag attack that it was, with Building 7 being a building 47 stories tall that fell in free fall speed in a matter of seconds, was not hit by any other airplane.
See we have a truther with us.
Yes, yeah, so, well, I think that's a very derogatory term, and perhaps on your last
it's
show...
It's derogatory, you know, because you're talking scientific nonsense. I'm sorry to upbraid you. Please, I try to listen with respect to callers, except when they have their facts flat wrong.
You think Building 7 is not a very telling incident, sir?
I think it fell for different reasons, and the scientific community agrees with me. Well, more to the point, I agree with them. What do I know about Building 7?
Well, the architects and engineers all are in on a consensus.
No, they are not, Bob, and I'm sorry.
Yes, there's a group called Architects and Engineers.
Bob, I'm hanging up on you because this is nonsense. Thank you. Let's move right along.
I'm sorry to abrade you. Abrade you, Popeye.
It's a logical fallacy.
Abrade you. He abraded me.
It's a logical fallacy. He resorted to the ad hominem right off the bat. You're a truther. Labeled, marginalized, hung up on.
Sure.
It's exactly how they deal with things.
I know he was using it in a derogatory sense, but... is that such a bad thing? Because if I'm not a truther, then what am I?
Well, you're just someone that's seeking the truth, dude. truther is a label. That's all that is. It's that stuff is made to marginalize. That's all that's for. And he resorted to logical fallacy right off the bat because he has no real evidence. And then you see how he followed it up with, you know, the emotional response. No, you're goodbye. Click. You know, fail. If you toe the party line as a journalist, if you believe whatever the government tells you to be gospel, then you're not really a journalist. You're not really being a critic. You're not.
Well, there's the call. The Washington Times wrote an article about my call. They didn't know it was me, of course. I'm just an old Bob in Gainesville. And as a result, it got people talking, at least. If you go to the NPR website, it had a huge string of comments attached to it. So that's why I do those things, not because I think that I'm going to be able to convince the host on NPR that I have a sympathetic audience, but because it at least gets people talking. And when it comes to Building 7, most people have never seen the collapse of that building.
Well, first of all, I have to point something out. Okay, when he says to you, you're just talking scientific nonsense, no. Believing that a building consisting mainly of steel and concrete would literally turn into dust, most of it, in the blink of an eye, well, you know, what is it, 8 to 10 seconds, whatever it was, and all due to jet fuel fires, that's gobbledygook when it comes to science, if you want to use his terms. And, oh, you're talking insanity. No, dude, believing that buildings turn themselves into dust in this little pile of debris compared to the size of the buildings and the mass of the material that was there, how does that happen? You know, it doesn't happen from office fires, that's for damn sure. There has to be some other sort of explosive type force or whatever to do that. Simple little jet fuel fires, JP5 wouldn't do that. It wouldn't do that. It doesn't work that way. That's bad science that he was talking. Of course, he's not a scientist. He's not a firefighter. He's a media talking head.
I'm sorry to abrade you, Popeye.
Ugh. Do you see what I mean about dry, Bob? I'm sorry. Then he gives the faux emotion. Ugh. No wonder it's their final broadcast.
He was on the air for 9/11.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised.
He was on, actually, come to find out, he was one of the main propagandists during 9/11, right after, who stayed on the air for days commenting on the attacks.
Doing their civic duty?
Well, creating the trauma-based mind control.
Well, it was the media, after all, who pointed out that bin Laden did it. It wasn't the government. The media said it. They started having all these little talking heads and whoever. Yeah, of course it's Osama bin Laden. He is the devil incarnate. Oh, okay, so it's him. You automatically know within hours it's him. The government doesn't know yet, but you do. Right.
You were there, Popeye.
Right.
You're a first responder, no?
Yes. We were actually sitting in I remember sitting that day. It was really creepy, to be honest with you. We were sitting in Giant Stadium in Jersey. All the firefighters in Jersey and in Pennsylvania and other states were all meeting up at the state police staging area. And you could see the huge clouds of smoke coming up from where the towers were. And you could smell it in the air. It was the only way to describe it is death. You could smell the death in the air. But there was a lot of stuff that didn't get reported. Like, I remember standing, and I've talked about this before, I was standing in the command center when they arrested the guys in the van right off of Route 80, and where Route 80 splits from 95 there by the George Washington Bridge.
You mean the guys, meaning the Mossad agents?
Yeah, the Mossad agents that they arrested with a van full of explosives. Yeah, those guys, the ones that don't get reported about. Actually, there is a CBS News report about it that night. I think they addressed them as Middle Eastern men, but we were in the command center when they arrested him. They think they were trying to blow up the George Washington Bridge.
Now, why would Mossad agents ever do that?
do I really even need to answer that question? I think your audience knows that by now. They're heavily involved in 9/11. I mean, they didn't do it by themselves, but yeah, they're heavily involved in it.
Well, you just hate the Jews.
Oh, barf, please.
All right, Popeye, final segment coming up in just a moment. Did you have fun so far?
Yeah, Bob, it's always fun hanging out with you.
You're just saying that.
I like listening to you harass NPR and all the others.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that call yet.
No, that guy is dry, dude. God, how do you listen to
that? I'm sorry to abrade you, Popeye. No, I'm just in my car and I turn it on and it's just, you know, there's nothing else in the car. I ought to get a smartphone so I can tune into networks like this. All right, folks, final segment still to come. Don't go anywhere.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
Welcome again to Into the Bob Tuscan Show every Saturday. And we will put the archives up on our YouTube channel. I'm a little bit behind with that, but we'll put some of it up there. And folks, if you want to email me, I appreciate the emails that are critical of what I'm doing. If you have a point of contention, I'm learning. This show is simply a learning process. And it's also a good platform for me to vent a little bit. But hey, if you got something to say, I'd love to hear from you. The Bob Tuscan, T-U-S-K-I-N, The Bob Tuscan Show at gmail.com. Good old Google. The Bob Tuscan Show at FederalJack.com. And Popeye, where can they find you?
FederalJack.com would be the best spot to go to.
Is that because you're a Fed?
No.
Why did you come up with that name if you're not secretly working for the Federal Jacks?
It actually stemmed from the original website back when we first started it years and years and years ago. It was to call out a guy who was a local activist down here in South Florida that showed up at all these events, and he was actually an undercover Fed. So we made the site to call him out and expose who he was, and once that was done, we decided to turn it into a news website. But it already had. Yeah, well, that's the name he went by. I forget the last name he used, but the first name he used was Jack when he would show up to protest and stuff.
Lubinowitz?
Yeah, Lubinowitz, right? I don't remember. I honestly don't remember what it was, but yeah, he was an undercover Fed, and as soon as we were able to. The hackers that actually are the ones, the two hackers that were the ones that discovered the information years and years and years ago about who he really was, as soon as they exposed who he was, he disappeared off the radar, like gone. So if he wasn't a Fed and he was really just an activist, then why did he disappear and nobody can find any trace of him? So goodbye. And then we just had the website and we were like, you know what, let's turn it into a news aggregator website, which it was for a few months, and then it turned into the behemoth of information that I've turned it into, which it has tons of videos, ebooks, all of my radio archives, news every day that's updated. So, and it's all archived too, so there's stuff there. If it's been like removed from the internet, like an old story, chances are you could probably find it there.
Good stuff. All right, well, it just about does it for us. So let's see. Is there an update here on the case I promised I would have mentioned? Yes, there is an update. We do have an update live on the air. Still irrelevant. Are you glad I got that?
They're still debating on what to do.
I know still that, irrelevant.
Whatever. You know, I think that if anybody riots over this, you're foolish.
They got to come in on buses. The NP or NBPP. Is going to be busing mobs, literally mobs.
But how stupid can you be to fall into the powers that shouldn't be? How stupid could you be to fall into their trap? They want people to riot, hence prison camps and guys that dress up in stormtrooper outfits. Hello? Doesn't take a brain to see what they want you to do, so why don't you do the exact opposite?
Yeah. And speaking of which, can I just make a quick comment here? I know it's the very end of the show. Adam Kokesh lost points in my mind. If he really is an activist and wants to make a difference, why would you have guns around drugs? And I don't believe in the war on drugs. I don't believe in the war on guns. But come on, dude. What the hell were you thinking? You're not going to get anywhere now being behind bars. We have a criminal state, and we have to pick and choose our battles so we can make a difference. All right, that's just... Anyways, love you guys. Have a great night. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week. Take care. We're gonna chase those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads out of our town. This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.